Since we had hadith or the ayahs about people burying their daughters alive, here we have some ahadith that are telling us the importance of daughters especially and children in general. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, he was sitting with some sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, and he had his grandson Hassan radiyallahu anhu with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he's talking to the people, and he is also having his grandson in his lap, so while he's playing in his lap, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him. There was a person over there sitting, Aqra' bin Habis radiyallahu anhu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ لِي مِنَ الْوَلَدِ عَشْرًا مَا قَبَّلْتُ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ. I have 10 children, I have never kissed any of my children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. The one who will not have mercy on them, he will not have mercy from Allah on the Day of Judgment. He said, this is part of the mercy, part of the love for our children. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَكُونُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ ثَلَاثُ بَنَاتٍ أَوْ ثَلَاثُ أَخَوَاتٍ فَيُحْسِنُ إِلَيْهِنَّ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever will have three daughters or three sisters and be very nice to his daughters or sisters, that person will be guaranteed the Jannah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that being nice to them means that we take care of all their needs, we teach them the proper deen, protect them against the hellfire. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is when they get to the right age, find the right match for them and marry them to the right people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who will fulfill these responsibilities will go to Jannah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was sitting with his grandson Hassan or Hussein radiyallahu anhu, there was a group of sahaba sitting. He said to his grandson in a way that people will hear it and will get the message, he said, innakum la min rayhanillah, you are a flower from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but إِنَّكُمْ لَتُبَخِّلُونَ وَتُجَبِّنُونَ وَتُجَهِّلُونَ. You people make us misers and cowards, and you also keep us ignorant. You don't give us a chance to go and learn. You don't give us a chance to spend our wealth in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become misers because of you to haul the money for you guys. And تُجَبِّنُونَ, you make us cowards. We are afraid to go in the battlefield for jihad when you are back, because we are afraid to go and lose our lives and you are here behind us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned both things, that you are flowers, that's nice, but you make us do certain things that we are not supposed to do it because of you. But you make us do certain things like that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the right understanding of it, of deen, and give us tawfiq to fulfill our rights and responsibilities toward our children, and to always give the Islam preference over everything in our life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.